The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Stevenson wins 11-6 here tonight. Now joined on the All Access Post Game Show with the head coach of the Mustangs. He is Coach Paul Cantabene. Coach, your team tested obviously tonight, but in the second half they did what they needed to do to come away with a victory.
It's a victory, but we got to play a lot better. I'm really disappointed in our effort, how we came out, especially in the first half. And these guys got to play a little bit harder. These teams aren't going to roll down. They're doing a lot of great things in our conference, and conference play is a little difficult. And that's why we do things, but not really happy with their effort at all, and it will be addressed.
Coach, looking at some of the stats, face-offs are an issue again tonight, 6-19. What do you attribute that to?
Well, we just weren't, I mean, it wasn't like he was beating us clean. You know, I just thought we had a lot of shots at ground balls. We didn't get it. We were real poor on the face-offs of the ground balls. We got to get better there, something we've done better at, but we'll work at it. Rocco played well, and Nate's up and down. You know, sometimes he has a great game like he did against Albright, and today he wasn't so good. So we got to keep driving those guys, and they'll give us a chance to win in the end. They're trying hard.
Coach, you made a change in the first quarter. You put Garrett in to start, and then you turned to Connor Skeen. Can you tell us a little bit about what the decision was there? And really, Connor played really well.
Well, you know, Garrett's banged up. You know, we gave him the start. He said he can go get through. But he's got an injury, we saw for the first two shots he wasn't ready, and so we pulled him right away. So, you know, he'll probably rest against Lebanon Valley, hope to get him back against Widener, but he's got to get healthy. He's took a couple shots right to the chest and stuff, and he's just real sore, and, you know, we just got to get him through it.
Coach, just looking at some of the stats again from the second half, you guys outshot them 26-10 in the second half, but in the first half, you guys, you know, didn't come out with the same energy that you play with in the second half. What is that attributed to?
Well, we got to be ready to go. I mean, I think these guys just think they're going to show up and win, and that's not the way it is. We have to play with a bit higher intensity. I know we played all those games, we came with that intensity, but we're just not doing it right now. We have to play better at a higher level. These guys will do it. We just got to push them to do it, and they'll understand that, but they understand my position on it.
Some of the guys that are a little bit less heralded on this team that I thought came through tonight. We talked a lot about Dylan Mutie's effort, and I thought he was really involved on all sides of the field.
Well, I thought he was better in the second half. I think in the first half he made some mental mistakes, ran all sides one time without even checking. I thought he threw a ball away or two, but I thought he played much better in the second half. But Dylan's got to play that way all the time. He didn't play that way against Albright, and so he's got to be a little more consistent.
And you brought a guy up that has been doing it all season, and maybe doesn't get the attention.
Lito's been playing great all the last few games. He's really done a great job, and he did a great job in some of the wings today and getting the ball, and that's what he does. So he's playing really well, and we hope he continues.
Coach, thanks for taking the time. Good luck against Lebanon Valley.
Thank you.
Coach Paul Cantabene joining us in the All Access Postgame Show. Now let's welcome in the long pole, Lito Flanagan, with his right arm on ice, joining us here on set on the All Access Postgame Show. Lito, Coach was talking about it's a win, but he expects more, and I would imagine that's the way that you guys feel.
Exactly. You know, against a team like Messiah, I mean, they are a great team, but they're surely not better than us, and it shouldn't have been a 5-goal game. It should have been a lot more.
Lito, over the past couple of games, you've had some big stat lines, you know, 13 ground balls. You were conference player of the week last week. What have you done in the offseason and kind of through the season to come on late here with some strong performances?
It's not necessarily what I've done. It's what my teammates have done for me. You know, they've been giving me a lot of opportunities. Last week against Albright, Nate was really doing a good job of jamming him. You know, whenever we have 50-50 ground balls, I hope that I can pick him up. We've been talking really well in defense. It really helps a lot. So, you know.
Lito, this whole defensive unit this season, I mean, Stevenson's thought of as a high, up-tempo, offensive program, but what you and Chad and Dom, the defensive guys, have done this season has been really remarkable. Like, how good has it felt as the season's gone on to know that you're getting the job done?
It feels really good. You know, it really does. I mean, there's nothing more you could say about it. You know, a win is a win. We'll take it. But, you know, the defense, we need to all improve. And, I mean, I think the whole team needs to improve. So
you can enjoy it a little bit, right?
I mean, exactly, yeah. You know, we'll take it tonight. And, you know, come out, practice tomorrow. So, short memory.
I like that.
Lito, I don't want to leave it out. I know, you know, you've had great defensive numbers and the defense has played well, but you offensively you've been a threat as well. You know, I think you have 4 or 5 goals this year, a bunch of assists. What do you attribute that to?
Pushing a little bit more, you know, trying to get up and out and, you know, less focused on playing defense and more focused on, you know, getting in transition a lot more.
Lito, we appreciate you coming up here. I know you want more, but enjoy this. It's a victory. You're 6-0 in conference play. That's what matters right now.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lito. Appreciate it. Lito Flanagan joining us here on the All Access Postgame Show after an 11-6 win for the Mustangs here tonight over Messiah.